Yeah, roger that. Well, yeah, when Eddie Van Halen came along, he turned the guitar world upside down, man. There was nobody. Nobody could touch him. I used to have this guy that lived a couple blocks over on the corner, Party House. And he had a bunch of us come in, man, and, you know, smoked out. And he told us, he said, you got to listen to this. You got to hear this. And it was Van Halen 1. We didn't know nothing about Van Halen or Van Halen 1. And he put Van Halen 1 on the stereo, man, cranked it up. And, oh, man, it was magic, man. Eddie, especially Eruption, when Eddie went into Eruption, you know. But, nobody could, when he came out, man, nobody could touch him. And they said that if you ever watched him play on stage when he'd solo, he'd turn and face the amplifiers. His managers told him to do that because they don't want people seeing where his fingers are and learning how to do his stuff.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, Van Halen 1 was one of my first cassettes. That and Ted Nugent, I don't remember what one of his, but it was around the same era of Van Halen 1. And then Foreigner, Boston, oh man, lots.